This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for the week ending May 7th. Well, cattle markets started the week under pressure as we pushed into new lows for the move. Feeder cattle really taking the brunt of the selling. They've dropped $25 just in the last month. It's been a pretty significant break. We're trying to bounce. We're trying to stabilize here. As you can see, in the last 3 days of the week, the market did attempt a couple times to rally, had difficulty holding those gains into the closes though. So it's a sketchy stabilization, if you will. The live cattle are holding much better, especially the deferreds, where they've just been pacing sideways for a couple weeks now, and they've tried to make a bit of a move to the upside. Not holding all that well either into the close on Friday, which we finally broke out of the trading range, but then we settled right back into the trading range. On the front months, markets kind of pushed into a new low the first couple days of the week, and then we were able to snap back and get back into the trading range. So it's a market that's showing that it's reluctant to keep going down, but certainly is having trouble maintaining some upward momentum. And of course, you look at two things: the corn market, which is just continuing to explode into new highs. We're sitting at a 9-year high in the corn market. That explains a lot of what's going on in the feeder cattle complex in particular. But also in feeders, the drought across the northern plains is having a significant impact on prices. We see huge movement into the auction yards across the northern plains, and that's just added steady pressure to the feeder cattle index, which has been down, straight down, for like 3 weeks, except for one day in that whole 3-week time period. We were up just fractionally in the feeder cattle index. So we're sitting at 130.83 on the index, which is down a couple dollars from where we were a week ago, but it's down about $13 or $14 from where we were when it peaked out here in early spring. So it's pretty disappointing, you know, in the feeder space. But when you look at, you know, the numbers of cattle moving into the feedlots and the price of corn, it just doesn't work for producers, you know, to buy the calves. Now, in the live cattle space, it's just a completely different set of dynamics. Normally, you would see high corn prices lead to lighter weights and just more aggressive out movement from the feedlot. But they can't do that because the packing plants don't have the capacity to handle the numbers. So you've got feedlots that are very front-end loaded, the weights continue to increase, and it's very expensive to put on those pounds, and they don't have any place to go with them. The packing plants are making, you know, the packers' margins are enormous, but they just can't process the cattle any faster. Retail demand obviously is strong, as we see the box beef continue just to push higher. But because of COVID safety procedures, the chain speeds have slowed down, and that the bottleneck is at the packing plant, and the feedlots have no leverage. So it's a dilemma. You know, you see the box beef values pushing higher, and yet the cash trade is lower on the Fed trade. We're sitting at 118 last week, which is down 1 from the previous week, but it's down 4 from where we were 3 weeks ago. And the dress trade at 188 is down 2 on the week and down about 8 from just 3 weeks ago. Box beef values on Friday, the choice was down 49 cents. We're sitting at 306. Select was up 91 cents at 290. The spread was down 140 at 1561. Loads moved were 64. So that's pretty light even for a Friday, which normally is a pretty light day. Slaughter levels to date, 581,000 head as of Friday. That's down 11,000 on the week. So that's a pretty big drop just in 1 week. And it's up a lot from last year, of course. You know, last year was 429, but that's not a good comparison. So we can see the disconnect between the cash prices that the producer is receiving and, you know, the profitability per head, at least, of what the packers are making. Obviously, the incentive is for packers to process more cattle, but they're just not able to. And so we see the futures market stuck in the middle, you know, anticipating at some point you're going to get past this bottleneck. The demand is there, but we're just not able to translate that into higher prices for the producer. Export sales last week at 16,900, that's a little disappointing as well. And that certainly could just be a function of tighter supplies. But Japan took 4,600, Mexico 3,000, Taiwan 2,900, South Korea 2,300. Pork export sales at 48,200. Mexico took 19,400, China 15,000, Japan 4,700, South Korea took 3,300. We're going to be, as we move forward, of course, we're looking at corn. I would say that corn, the whole grain space, probably will top out here very soon, right around the crop report on Wednesday would be my guess. And then we just kind of stall out, waiting until we get the plantings report in late June, seeing what the weather brings. But at some point, you know, the producers will have seeded what they've seeded. The battle for acres will be over very soon. And the moisture conditions actually are pretty good across most of the Midwest, even Central Plains. Grass conditions should improve here notably across the Central Plains in particular. Maybe not Texas, but certainly Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, all those areas have had very nice rains over the last couple weeks, and that would clearly recharge the pastures. We're going to see daily trading limits increase as of June 1. For live cattle, it's going to go from $4 to $5, and feeder cattle from $5 to $6.25. So it's a pretty hefty jump here in our daily trading limits. Sometimes we see them, and with the kind of volatility that's been around for a while, it wouldn't surprise me to see that get touched as well. So I think the bottom line is that, you know, demand, maybe summer demand will slow down, but frankly, coming out of COVID, there's so much pent-up demand for everything. You're still going to see elevated demand for beef, I think, as we work our way through the summer. Normally it slows down, and maybe it will from where we are here, but it's still going to be, I think, stronger through the year. As restaurants reopen, as people get out and about and congregate, hopefully that will happen. With the variants out there, and you look at what's going on in India, you do have to take pause and assess what's going on. But by and large, I think the momentum is coming. People are just getting out. They've been cooped up a long time. And I think that there's just massive pent-up demand, and it's going to show up whether it's high-end restaurants or whether it's just outdoor backyard grilling. It's there, and I think demand for beef will stay elevated, higher than it normally would through the summer. So demand for beef should stay strong, and we're seeing herd reduction happen, especially across the northern plains. We've already seen it in the southwest and on the west coast last year. It's continuing, so we can expect in the bigger picture that our calf crops are going to continue to decline. That's bullish longer term, at least for live cattle. For feeder cattle, it takes a little bit longer to come out of that cycle of pressure as just more animals head to the feedlots. But it really centers around the packing plants being able to speed up the chain speeds. And certainly if we could get beyond COVID, that would happen. But until we do, we're still going to see those bottlenecks there. And, you know, heavy placements of calves into feedlots from the northern plains just continues to kind of keep pressure on that market. But I think ultimately the cash demand is going to stay strong, and ultimately that will be more supportive for the live cattle market than it would be for the feeder cattle market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.